Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, May 24th. Happy One Take Wednesday. We're in the book of Zephaniah. We're only going to be in Zephaniah one day. It's three chapters, but we're only going to read chapter one. Again, we're just honing in on the point that the people of Israel disobeyed God, and because of this, God's justice is coming. Now, if you listen to the Bible Project video, they remind us that the book of Zephaniah marries the two of the main attributes of God, His justice and His love. And when we see His justice coming and His love alongside it, that can bring us hope, because God brings His justice in order that hopefully there's restoration to come after it. Okay, so with that, we'll read Zephaniah chapter 1. The word of the Lord that came to Zephaniah, son of Cushi, the son of Gedaliah, the son of Amariah, the son of Hezekiah, during the reign of Josiah, son of Ammon, king of Judah. Then the title says, Judgment on the Whole Earth in the Day of the Lord. I will sweep away everything from the face of the earth, declares the Lord. I will sweep away both man and beast. I will sweep away the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea and the idols that cause the wicked to stumble. When I destroy all mankind on the face of the earth, declares the Lord, I will stretch out my hand against Judah and against all who live in Jerusalem. I will destroy every remnant of Baal worship in this place, the very names of the idolatrous priest, those who bow down on the roofs to worship the starry host, those who bow down and swear by the Lord and who also swear by Molech, those who turn back from following the Lord and neither seek the Lord nor inquire of Him. Be silent before the Sovereign Lord, for the day of the Lord is near. The Lord has prepared a sacrifice. He has consecrated those He has invited. On the day of the Lord's sacrifice, I will punish the officials and the king's sons and all those clad in foreign clothes. On that day, I will punish all who avoid stepping on the threshold, who fill the temple of their gods with violence and deceit. On that day, declares the Lord, a cry will go up from the fish gate, wailing from the new quarter, and a loud crash from the hills. Wail, you who live in the market district. All you merchants will be wiped out. All who trade with silver will be destroyed. At that time, I will search Jerusalem with lamps, and punish those who are complacent, who are like wine left in its dregs, who think, the Lord will do nothing, either good or bad. Their wealth will be plundered, their houses demolished. Though they build houses, they will not live in them. Though they plant vineyards, they will not drink the wine. The great day of the Lord is near, near and coming quickly. The cry on the day of the Lord is bitter. The mighty warrior shouts his battle cry. That day will be a day of wrath, a day of distress and anguish, a day of trouble and ruin, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness, a day of trumpet and battle cry against the fortified cities and against the corner towers. I will bring such distress on all people that they will grope about like those who are blind because they have sinned against the Lord. Their blood will be poured out like dust and their entrails like dung. Neither their silver nor their gold will be able to save them on the day of the Lord's wrath. In the fire of His jealousy, the whole earth will be consumed, for He will make a sudden end of all who live on the earth. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Zephaniah here prophesies to Judah, that's where Jerusalem is, during the reign of King Josiah. And much of his message centers on this day of the Lord, this day when there's going to be a reckoning. However, these are most likely separate events described in a singular day. The first event that Zephaniah is describing and prophesying about is the destruction of Jerusalem. And that's the first bringing of justice against the people of Judah who do not obey the Lord God. This is fulfilled when the Babylonian exile takes place. And then at the end of chapter 1, there's this referral to God's holy judgment of all the nations. And so this kind of speaks to the holy jealousy of God for his people consuming the world as a fire. And the Bible Project video kind of links this fire that is a purifying fire to the day of the Lord at Pentecost, which is actually coming up this next Sunday. So we think about fire as a negative thing, but Zephaniah is saying he's purifying the earth with fire as you would purify gold with fire. And so as we think about Pentecost coming this week, this Sunday, just thinking about the fact that God is doing his work of ridding us of our idols and hopefully purifying us so that we are a people who serve him with gladness and also who seek him wholeheartedly. I love verse 6 where it says, those who turn back from following the Lord and neither seek the Lord nor inquire of him. I want to turn it to say, let us be a people who follow the Lord and seek him and inquire of him every day. Will you pray with me? Father, we bow down in our hearts and worship you even now. Lord, we do struggle because in our inner self, we know we are not worthy of you. We lack so much. But Lord, we turn our attention right now and we want to worship you and follow you. We want to seek you, Lord. We want you to be the one that guides us throughout the day. Lord, help us to be silent before you, remembering the great sacrifice of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Purify our hearts, Lord, we pray, so that we might be a people who serve you, who bring about light and love, who speak of you to the nations, and who respond to your Spirit throughout the day, that you might be our comforter, that you might remind us, Holy Spirit, of the words of Christ, and you might enable us by your Spirit to do your work. We pray all of this in the strong name of Jesus our Lord. Amen.